speaking of treasures to us, Dr. Brock and Margaret McKay are here. Again, I gave them zero heads-up notice about this, but I saw, just as we were praying earlier, I just saw Brock speaking over us. And I said, what word of encouragement do you have, and anything that Margaret has as well? So I have no idea what's about to happen, but do you want to start? Okay, you go.
Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 says, therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ Jesus according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. Jonathan, when he walked up to me, his first words were, so what word of encouragement do you have for the body? Because he knows, he does not see me just as Brock the knucklehead. He knows what I, well, he sees that as well. But he knows me in the spirit. He knows me in the kingdom as one carrying the gift of encouragement. And so he's walking out exactly. Therefore, we know or we recognize no one according to the flesh. We know one another according to what of the kingdom, what of the Lord Jesus we carry. And we are all, every one of us, including our kiddos, are carrying things of the kingdom. And so there's this delight that we have. I know James. I've known James for a good number of years. And through my experience with James, my relationship with him, I've come to have a much, much greater understanding of the gift of leadership. James, you have helped me redefine. You've helped the Lord redefine the gift of leadership for me that I just would never have seen that way before. And I know you carry leadership with you. That's gifting. And on that basis, I get to think of you in that way. I get to trust what the Lord Jesus does in you. I get to acknowledge what is there. I get to encourage that. And I also get to rely on the fact that the Lord Jesus leads through you. To know that that is what he does in you is to know this tremendous thing, because the scriptures say that the Lord gives us the desires of our hearts, and he's placed within you the desire to lead. He's given that to you. And there's a match between what he's put in you just individually, who you are, and the manifestation of his goodness and his richness coming out of you. There's just this hand-in-glove experience. And because of that, I can acknowledge and I delight in knowing that you walk in what he's made you to do. And that's just it. This is exactly what the scriptures are talking about. We all have this within us. And I would suggest that this is part of the spiritual warfare that we deal with. There is a fight to make sure we do not walk in the fullness of who the Lord Jesus has made us to be. And we're not paranoid. We just have to understand this is how significant each of us is, because we each carry the Lord Jesus within us. We each carry the Spirit within us. And we each have the capacity to impact the kingdoms on the earth with the kingdom of God. And so this is why it's really important that we know and recognize and draw out what is the substance and the character and the presence of the Lord Jesus that is within each one of us. And it's the reason why we don't look the same. It's the reason why we don't act the same. Our voices are different. Our fingerprints are different. Our irises are different. We can use our irises to identify each individual person on the planet. Our dental bite is different. Because in the magnificence of who the Lord Jesus is, he needs all of us to be walking in the fullness of who we are in order to even just begin to express the fullness and the goodness of God and the fullness of who he is.
Also, when Jonathan sprung this on us,
you're welcome.
I asked the Lord. And I just saw you as a community where the love of God dwells, where the Spirit of God dwells. So the verse that he gave me was in Ephesians 4, 15, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, that is Christ. And from the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual, he causes the growth of the body for building up of itself in love. So I bless you in that, because I see that as part of who you are. Lord, I thank you so much for this community. I thank you for these lovers who continue to look to you. I pray your richest blessings on their growth in you, of their building up of one another, of the oil of anointing you have over each one of them. Lord, I pray that they would grow and flourish. Thank you for them, Lord.
Amen.